Now, I will say this. There is no longstanding report. There is no longstanding evidence as to this shot. This is experimental. And I don't know why people don't admit to that. This is a new approach to disease. And this is an experimental shot. Okay. So with that in mind, that's we have to go upon those facts. We'll see what the future holds. But I have heard that many people, and I have friends in the United States, friends that are now sick, and they became sick after taking this shot. Okay, after taking this shot for the COVID-19 virus. Now, with that said, only observation over a long period of time can say how deleterious this is going to be to our health. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, is guesswork, and it's not scientific. It's pure guesswork. But it is a trend. Many people are getting sick. So we'll see if that trend continues. Now, to answer your question, I work with instruments, scalar energy instruments, that can break down the molecular structure of man-made molecules, or I can break down the molecular structure of, say, pathogens or toxins. So in reference to the shot, I can help eliminate some of these harmful ingredients that are found inside the shots. And I also want to make this very clear, you know, anything, any type of shot, any type of medicine, we should know the ingredients. We should be able to read a label, if you will, or a list of ingredients. And that necessarily has not been true with the medical community, especially in reference to these shots. So that is something that I beg to differ on. We have to know what we are taking inside our body. You know, if you go to the grocery store, it's mandated you have to have a list of ingredients that people are going to experience by way of food or drink. Well, if you get that list of ingredients for food or drink, you should likewise have that list of ingredients for a shot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Tom, I have to translate it now into German.
I'm sorry.
It's better to break it down into just like say like two words, and then she'll translate two words.
Okay, let me do that. Let me consolidate. I am not in favor for shots.
Also, ich bin nicht für Impfungen.
This shot for COVID-19 is experimental. We don't have a long-standing test. We don't have long-standing results to go by.
Diese Impfung gegen COVID-19 ist ein Experiment. Wir haben keine Langzeitstudie darüber.
In the United States of America, where I live.
In Amerika, in den Vereinigten Staaten, wo Tom lebt, wo ich lebe.
Many of my friends have taken the shot for COVID and many of them are sick.
Viele meiner Freunde haben diese Impfung erhalten und viele sind danach erkrankt.
There is a specific cause and effect with as soon as people receive shots in the United States, the effect with some people is immediate. There is a definite cause and effect relationship of getting the shot and then becoming sick within a few days after the shot.
Und es gibt einen direkten Zusammenhang zwischen dem Erhalt der Impfung und einer darauf folgenden Reaktion aufgrund dieser Impfung, was nachweisbar ist aufgrund von Erkrankungen bei diesen Menschen.
That is a definite cause and effect relationship that we are observing, obviously for the first time, because obviously this is the first time we've ever used this vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Also es ist offensichtlich, dass es eine Ursache und daraufhin eine Aktion-Reaktion gibt. Das ist das erste Mal, dass man sowas direkt sieht und es ist neu.
Okay. I have scalar energy instruments that break down molecular forms of pathogens and ingredients found in shots.
Ich habe Skalarenergieinstrumente, die pathogene Inhaltsstoffe, Moleküle in dieser Impfung auseinanderbrechen.
These are custom-built scientific instruments.
Sie sind handgemachte wissenschaftliche Geräte, Instrumente.
And I have a long track record of being able to break down the molecular structure of viruses and bacteria.
Und ich kann damit die molekulare Struktur von pathogenen Viren und Keimen zerstören.
I believe now with this debacle, with the shot.
Ich denke jetzt mit diesem Debakel um diese Impfung.
That I will now have to start addressing the ingredients found in shots.
Muss ich jetzt damit anfangen, die Inhaltsstoffe in dieser Impfung anzuzielen?
And break apart the ingredients found inside a shot.
Und die Inhaltsstoffe dieser Impfung auseinanderzubrechen.
By way of experience, these machines can break down the molecular bonds of viruses and bacteria.
Diese Maschinen, Instrumente können Bakterien und Viren auseinanderbrechen.
So imagine every germ, every bacterium is held together by a molecular bond.
So stell dir vor, jeder Keim, jedes Bakterium wird mit aufgrund einer molekularen molekular zusammengehalten.
And this instrument will negate that molecular bond and a germ, a pathogen falls apart.
Und die Skala, diese Instrumente zerstören diese Verbindung, diese molekulare Verbindung und zerstören damit die Keime, Bakterien, Viren, was, ja.
Now I believe there is a new calling, a new science that I have to embrace.
Und jetzt denke ich, dass es für mich einen neuen Ruf danach gibt, eine neue Herausforderung, was diese Impfung angeht.
And the new science will be to identify the molecular bonds of vaccines or shots.
Und das, was er jetzt rausfinden muss, ist, was diese molekulare Verbindung oder dieses Band zwischen dem Inhaltsstoffen oder dem, was in der Impfung ist, drin ist.
And to likewise break apart the molecular bonds of the ingredients found in shots.
Und auch hier wieder dann diese molekulare Verbindung von den Inhaltsstoffen der Impfung auseinanderzubrechen.
I have 30 years of experience to break apart the molecular bonds of germs, of pathogens.
Ich habe 30 Jahre Erfahrung darin, diese molekulare Verbindung von Keimen und Pathogenen zu durchbrechen, zu zerstören.
Vaccines will be a new approach.
Und ja, Impfungen werden nun eine ganz neue Herausforderung sein.
And I believe in the future I will be called upon to break down the molecular bonds of the ingredients found in shots.
Und ich glaube, dass ich in der Lage sein werde, die Inhaltsstoffe, die molekulare Verbindung von Inhaltsstoffen von Impfungen zu zerstören.
For instance, people around the world will send me their photograph. I work with people remotely by way of photographs. The instrument works remotely by way of email photograph.
Meine Instrumente arbeiten ausschließlich mit dem Foto einer Person und das weltweit und Personen weltweit, die mir die Fotos schicken.
And with a photograph, I can identify that person like a satellite would send a signal to a cell phone. My instrument can send a signal by way of a photograph.
Wie ein Satellit jedes Handy erkennt, so erkennt mein Gerät jede Person aufgrund des Fotos.
So throughout the world, people email me photographs.
Also Menschen der ganzen Welt senden mir ihr Foto.
And we break apart viruses and bacteria through that medium of their photograph.
Und mithilfe ihres Fotos trennen wir, zerbrechen wir Keime, Viren, Bakterien.
Now I believe we're going to have to break apart the ingredients in shots.
Und jetzt glaube ich, müssen wir auch die Inhaltsstoffe der Impfungen auseinanderbrechen. Okay.
Good so for this, you, Tom. Wonderful.
This is the state of affairs in the United States. I will speak for the United States. Mm-hmm. I see many people becoming sick after they take the shot.
Ich kann hier aus den Vereinigten Staaten nur sprechen und ich sehe, dass sehr, sehr, sehr viele Menschen krank werden, nachdem sie die Impfung erhalten haben.
And I might add, dead too.
Und ich möchte, Ted möchte ergänzen, dass auch viele daran sterben.
But if you get early treatment, as always with any other thing, you could probably be helped. So.
Aber wenn du eine schnelle Behandlung erhältst, dann kann dir auch schnell geholfen werden, schneller geholfen werden.
And from a spiritual viewpoint, I think it's important to realize that God is everywhere and God will help us if we ask for help in this as well. So.
Aus spiritueller Sicht müssen wir auch uns dessen klar sein. Gott ist überall und Gott wird uns immer helfen, wenn wir darum bitten. Okay.
Tom, I did your two-week, I signed up ages ago, obviously not for the shop, but for the scalar energy thing, the two-week thing. It was great.
Good. Thank you, Lana. Thank you.
Lana hat sich geschrieben gehabt für das kostenfreie Programm von Tom. Please tell us about your free sessions you give, Tom.
Our website gives away 15 days of free scalar sessions to anybody in the world. Again, all you have to do is email us your photograph. We work with people around the world by way of their photograph. Our website is scalarlight.com.
Auf Toms Webseite www.scalarlight.com kann jeder sein Foto hochladen und für 15 Tage frei, kostenfrei an einer Scalarlight-Behandlung teilnehmen.
And that's the point of the website, to help people, to heal the world.
Und das ist der Grund, der Punkt dieser Webseite, dass die Menschen geholfen wird, dass die right. Welt geheilt wird.
Right. Thank you, Lana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cynthia, any questions of Tom?
Well, I was just curious about this machine that you have and how it actually works. Or is this something within you that's going through a machine? How does it work?
We actually take your photograph and we place it inside an instrument. If you go to my website, you'll see those photographs of the instrument. It's a custom-built instrument. I studied scientists such as Nikola Tesla. So I'm carrying on the research of Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla was working with scalar energy instruments. Go ahead, I'll let you translate.
Also die Frage war jetzt, wie die Geräte, seine Geräte funktionieren. Und es ist so, dass wenn man auf Toms Webseite geht, kann man sich die anschauen. Das sind Fotos. Er hat sie selber gebaut. Er hat dazu, das ist von Tesla weiterentwickelte, Technologie. Er hat dort aufgegriffen, wo Tesla begonnen hat.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting what you're saying, because I understand a little about Tesla and how these frequencies are going to negate the 5G and all these G's we have a densification going on with that technology. So this is really, really, really exciting what you're talking about. And so a lot of these people in the early stages, Ted, you were saying, can be saved. But what are early stages? How long does that last for? Because today when we were doing the magnet test, and those two vaccines are the mRNA vaccines, that's Pfizer and Moderna.
The shot.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You think you live in a free world? It's a problem.
No,
okay.
Yeah, it's still a conditioning.
You're forgiven. That's okay.
Yeah. So with this shot that this chap had a month ago, it was still sticking.
Sure. Well, those the nanobots go all throughout your body, and I don't know too much about it. Maybe Tom, you could comment about it, but. The nanobots, from what I've heard, there are metallic particles in your body that aren't supposed to be there, and they interact with 5G. There was a video I played on my show in San Francisco on Saturday. I could pull it up now, I guess, where a guy had taken the Moderna one, and now every time he walks by a computer, the computer tries to connect with him. His cell phone tries to connect with him. If he walks by a police car, the police computer tries to connect with him. he has now become a biological entity. And when he connects, he walks by a TV that's wireless, he'll say AstraZeneca patented product. So he's now become a patented product. He's no longer a human. He's got nanobots in him. And we showed those pictures before, the nanobots in him. So that's their ultimate goal, is to look what they've done, because those shots destroy all your chakras, destroy the pineal gland. You have no tie into God anymore. You are, when a soul separates from the body, that's when the body dies. That's when you die. So you're no longer human, and you're now a patentable biological entity. I see in the coming years that probably there's a guy named Bill in Seattle. He's got a computer company, and he's does something called Windows. I'm not going to say his name full, but I think you know who he is. He's talked about patenting humans. So the entire human race is now patentable, and you are his property. Isn't that nice? So there's a much wider agenda there than, but we will get help. And I know we can reverse there's things like pine needle tea, which is good for shedding. Lots of vitamin D is good. Excellent. Baking soda and vitamin C is good to raise your immune system. That's always important. And pray, ask for help from the Supreme Being, God, if you will. And I know God will help. I've been able to help several people doing that recently. The Galactic Alliance has the technology to reverse the mRNA technology, by the way. And if you want to ask for their help, you put your hand over your heart, bow your head slightly, and say what's called the Hue. The Hue is a meditation technique to bring in the galactics. It's like Om in India, but it goes like this. Hue. I'm going to do it twice more. You, and one more time, you, and it can help you, and they will help you, and they are like up to 100,000 years ahead of us technologically speaking, and up to 50,000 years ahead of us spiritually. So they got this covered. you have to ask for help, because God, as the Bible says, God helps those who helps themselves. So you've got to ask for help, and the Supreme Being and the higher entities, spiritual entities, will help you. So it's not exactly a death sentence. I'm not all about doom and gloom. There are things you can do. It's better not to take the shot, but if you have, there's remedies available. But you have to become spiritual and want to live. I've talked to people. There was one guy I talked to yesterday. It was at a garage sale, and nice man, older man, and he said he'd taken the shot. And it was funny, because I asked him if he wanted to live, and he just kind of laughed it off. He says, "Oh, I don't care whether I die today or tomorrow." And I said, "Okay, good choice." You know, some people want to exit. Some people don't want to ascend. Some people like the old ways of war and negativity, and they will not ascend with this planet. There's another planet on the other side of the solar system that's in a lower third dimension that's like Earth, but negative entities and people who just don't want to ascend, they'll go there, and they'll be there for 25,800 years, or one Mayan Ketun cycle. Now, to me, that's a long time, but some people, you know, don't mind. And they'll be given another chance at ascension. So, you know.
I make you now and ask Galactic Alliance to help me with a translation, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay, okay, sorry. It's all Tom's fault. I'm going to blame Tom.
Yeah. It's you. Nein, ich kann kurz zusammenfassen. I can sum it up.
Okay, thank you.
Wir waren kurz dabei. Wir hatten aufgehört bei den Nanobots, die im Körper sind, die sich im kompletten Körper verteilen. Und tatsächlich so ein Mensch dann kann überall dann aufgefunden werden. Dein Computer reagiert auf dich dann, wenn du diese Nanobots in dir hast. Selbst Fernseher oder Handy vor allen Dingen. Du bist sozusagen, wirst ein Produkt, ein Eigentum der Firma. Wir kennen da den Bill und den dazugehörigen Namen. Und das war Absicht und Ziel. Das war also dieses Ziel dieser Machenschaften, den Mensch zu diesen in diesen Kreislauf da zu bringen. Was man tun kann, wenn man die Impfung geheilt hat, gibt es verschiedene Möglichkeiten. Wir hatten schon Kiefernadeltee angesprochen. Ich habe auch schon einen Bericht gehört, dass es tatsächlich hilft. Vitamin C, Zink zum Beispiel. Und was vor allen Dingen auch hilft, ist, die Galaktische Allianz zu uns zu rufen, mit Hilfe des You. Damit legt man legt die Hand aufs Herz, nimmt den Kopf, beugt den Kopf etwas nach unten, wiederholt dreimal You und bittet die Galaktike darum, die Impfung rückgängig, also das, was dem Körper dort angetan wurde, rückgängig zu machen. Und sie sind auch in der Lage dazu, aber man muss es auch wollen. Auf der anderen Seite gibt es genug Menschen, die trotz allem diese Impfung wollen und brauchen, um diesen Planeten verlassen zu können. Das wissen sie jetzt natürlich meistens nicht bewusst, dass sie das deswegen tun, aber viele Menschen möchten diese 3D-Erfahrung weiter erleben. Das können sie tun. Auf der anderen Seite unseres Sonnensystems befindet sich eine ähnliche Erde in der 3D, wo sie dann weiterhin diese Erfahrung machen können. Und das würde dann aber nochmal ungefähr 26 Jahre dauern, bevor sie dann dort die nächste Möglichkeit haben, aufzusteigen.
One thing I'm remembering today, I was just reminded by a listener that today's Memorial Day here in the United States, and I was going to say something at the beginning of the show, but better late than never. I'd like to thank my dad for his honorable service during World War II. He fought on several different fronts, and without him, I wouldn't be here. So I just want to thank him so much and honor him for his service. And to all servicemen and women throughout the world for their service to their countries today.
Also heute ist in den USA ein Gedenktag. Es geht auch um die Gefallenen im Krieg und Soldaten, die, wenn ich das jetzt richtig verstanden habe, und der dankt seinem Vater und so wie allen anderen, die für das Wohle des amerikanischen Volkes gekämpft haben.
He saw a lot of brutal things in World War II, and is now knows that war is not the answer to our future conflicts.
Mm-hmm. And er hat viele schlimme Dinge gesehen im Zweiten Weltkrieg, und er weiß heute, dass Krieg niemals eine Antwort ist für Frieden. Yeah.
And we all need to live in peace and harmony, no matter where we are.
Und wir alle müssen in Frieden und Harmonie leben, egal wo wir sind.
But look how far we've come in World War II. We were fighting with Germany and Japan and other countries, and now we're friends. And that's the way the world should be. We all have the spark of God within us. Mm-hmm. And that's, we're here to create a much better and happier world. Mm-hmm. Ein Moment.
Wir alle haben Gott in uns, also diesen Funken von Gott, und wir alle sollten zusammen in Frieden und Harmonie leben. Wir haben Kriege erlebt. Und wenn wir heute sehen, heute sind wir in Frieden mit uns allen. Und das sollte das Ziel sein für uns, für unsere Zukunft und unsere zukünftigen Generationen.
Here's a picture of my dad. I just happen to have his picture there. We kind of look alike. This is from World War II. Very handsome man.
Yeah, das ist ein Foto von seinem Vater hier, was wir hier sehen.
Yeah.
Aus dem Zweiten Weltkrieg noch, mit Uniform.
He retired after 30 years in the Army as a dentist. As a full colonel, actually. So anyway.
A dentist. Also er war Zahnarzt, und er war viele Jahre in der Armee dort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now that he's on the other side, he's an ascended master, and he's one of my guardian angels. So.
Er ist ein aufgestiegener Meister und ist einer von Ted's Geistführern, Schutzengeln.
So. And we all have guardian angels. And Tom, tell us about your story, how you got into scalar energy, because it's an interesting story where you sat down and you had coffee with Jesus, didn't you, one day? You had a lunch with him or something?
I've always been blessed to have communication with Jesus and Mary.
Okay.
Also die Frage jetzt an Tom war, wie ist er denn zu scalar Energie gekommen? Und Tom sagt gerade, er war immer schon mit Jesus und Maria verbunden.
And over the years, I've received messages from Jesus and Mary to start this healing ministry.
Und er erhielt Botschaften von Jesus und Maria, diese Heilung, zu beginnen.
And they made it very clear to me that there were coming world events that would necessitate, that would show a need for my type of alternative healing.
Und sie machten es ihm sehr klar, dass es in der Welt Dingen kommen würde, weltlichen Geschehen, die dazu führen, also wo seine Heilmethoden, seine alternative Heilmethode dann gebraucht wird. That's the moment now, right, Tom?
Yes, and this is the moment now. Yes, yes.
And that is yet the moment, right.
I want to mention the American media has even gone as far to say that they now believe that the COVID virus is man-made.
Die amerikanische, das amerikanische Volk ist jetzt so weit, dass es glaubt, dass dieser Virus, COVID-19, menschgemacht ist.
I have always believed that.
Ich habe das immer geglaubt, dass es so war.
But now the American media is mentioning that.
Aber jetzt erläutert es die Medien der USA, bringen diese Informationen. Mhm.
I consider COVID-19 germ warfare.
Yep.
Und ich betrachte COVID-19 als Keimkrieg.
Yeah. This is biological warfare.
Das ist also wie eine biologische Waffe, biologische Kriegsführung.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way,